In this tutorial, we will review the fifth core measure of the Meaningful Use Stage 2 objectives. The objective for core measure number 5 is to record the smoking status for all patients aged 13 years and older. For stage 2 of meaningful use, over 80% of all unique patients seen by the eligible provider during the reporting period must have their smoking status recorded as structured data in order to successfully meet this measure. The measure uses the term unique patient to explain that even if the same patient is seen by the eligible provider multiple times during the reporting period, that patient will only be included once in the report. An eligible provider can claim an exclusion for this measure only if they neither see nor admit any patients that are... In MedEnt, a patient is considered as seen during the reporting period when their superbill has an appointment status of... In MedEnt, a patient is considered as seen during the reporting period when their e-superbill has an appointment status of patient seen or closed. A patient is considered as seen during the reporting period when their e-superbill has an appointment status of patient seen or closed. When you access the patient's e-superbill, the smoking status report measure. When you access the patient's e-superbill, the smoking status measure report will primarily be looking at the doctor number in the performing doctor field. However, if the doctor in this field is not set as a physician, physician's assistant, or a nurse practitioner in the doctor master file, then the report will look at the doctor number in the supervising doctor field. If the provider in the performing doctor field has the nurse non-eligible provider flag set to yes in the doctor master file, the patient will be excluded from reporting. The patient's smoking status can be documented in multiple different areas of the patient's chart. And in order to meet the requirements for core measure number 5, all patients 13 years of age and older must have a status documented with a valid SNOMED code. In order to record the patient's smoking status correctly, one of the following SNOMED codes must be used. For additional information on these particular codes, please review the smoking status measure screen of the MedEnt manual. The smoking status report will search for any of the valid SNOMED codes in several different database components: the smoking history, cigarette use history, cigar history, and pipe history components can all be tracked by the smoking status report. And as long as one of these is answered with a valid code, the patient's smoking status will successfully be reported. The smoking status report will search for any of the valid SNOMED codes in several different database components: the smoking history, cigarette use history, cigar history, and pipe history components can all be tracked by the smoking status report, and as long as one of these is answered with a valid code, the patient's smoking status will successfully be reported. These database components can be included in any document, including a nurse note or the patient's family and social history document. If the patient's smoking status is not documented with a valid code in the patient's family and social history document, but a valid code is answered in another document on the patient's chart, a new history document does not have to be created to complete this measure. The smoking status report is simply looking for a coded answer in one of the aforementioned database components, regardless of where it is located in the chart. The smoking status report is simply looking for a coded answer in one of the aforementioned database components, regardless of where it is located in the chart. If your office does have the smoking status recorded in the patient's family and social history document, as well as having the database components located in another document, it is advised that you create a new history document for the patient to avoid having conflicting smoking status information. The patient's history document may need to be updated to a new The patient's history document may need to be updated to the new version depending on The patient's history document may need to be updated to a new version before it will be recorded by the smoking status report. There is an option available on the bookmark toolbar that will automatically error out the patient's existing history document and create a new, updated version. If the error history, create new option, is not displaying on your bookmark toolbar, click the chevron icon, and when the pull-down menu appears, click the gear icon. At the bookmark toolbar setup screen, scroll through the available options and click the error history, create new option to add it to the selected column. If the patient does not have the smoking status database components available in the history documents, the error history link. If the patient does not have the smoking status database components available in the history documents, the error history link will display in red to alert you to create an updated document. Please note, this option must display directly on the bookmark toolbar in order for the alert to function properly. When the error history link is clicked on, the next screen will display a message stating that this option will create a new document with updated content. The program will automatically attempt to convert all of the information from the existing document into the new document. MedEnt recommends that you review both versions of the document to ensure that the new document is accurate. When the history document has been converted and updated, you should make sure to update the patient. When the history document has been converted and updated, you should make sure to update the patient's smoking status. In the history document, you can click on the database component itself or click the diamond link to access the list of SNOMED codes that can be selected for the component. In the history document, you can click the database component itself or click the diamond link to access the list of SNOMED codes that can be selected for the component. After a status has been selected, the patient can be included in the smoking status measure report. The patient can be recorded in the smoking status measure report. The patient can be recorded in the smoking status measure report. Back in the patient's chart, the smoking status can also be documented in the patient's problem list. Back in the patient's chart, the smoking status can also be documented in the patient's problem list. At the problem list, click the New button to access the Problem Lookup screen. Use the search field in the bottom left corner of the screen to search for the desired problem. The eligible provider can select a smoking status as a problem for the patient. The eligible provider can select a smoking status as a problem for the patient, and as long as the problem selected is associated with one of the valid SNOMED codes, the problem can be used by the smoking status measure report. The eligible provider can select a smoking status as a problem for the patient, and as long as the problem selected is associated with one of the valid SNOMED codes, Clicking the smoking status div in the Measure Is Not Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard will prompt a pop-up to appear with options to run and rerun a report, view the report detail and provider comparison graph, access the smoking status section of the MedEnt manual, and claim an exclusion for the measure. As mentioned earlier, an eligible provider can only be excluded from this measure if they do not see or admit any patients 13 years of age or older. Clicking the Run Rerun Report option will prompt the report submission screen to appear, where the user can enter the reporting period dates and any eligible providers that should be run in the report. Clicking the Show Details checkbox will allow you to view a list of patients seen in the reporting period. And their recording smoking status information. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to run the smoking status measure report. When the smoking status document screen appears, you will notice that the eligible provider's numerator, denominator, and current percentage will display. The listing of patients provides specific information such as the patient's name and account number, which enables you to easily reference accounts that are still missing If the patient does not have a smoking status recorded, the status will be highlighted in red. When the eligible provider has recorded a smoking status, for over 80% of all patients seen in the reporting period, the smoking status measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard. When the eligible provider has recorded a smoking status for over 80% of all patients seen in the reporting period, the smoking status measure will be moved to the Measures Met section. The smoking status measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 Smoking Status Measure video tutorial. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 Smoking Status Measure video tutorial.